Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, May 12th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Well, you can't drive through the neighborhood of multi-million-dollar homes in the Laguna Niguel community of Coronado Point. It's sealed off today by Orange County Sheriff's deputies. Even if you could get into Coronado Point, there's not much left to see. At least 20 Ocean View homes along a ridge line were burned nearly to their foundations yesterday by the 200-acre coastal fire. Everyone took off in a flash. Bernadine Cruz says she left last night with the rest of her neighbors in what she calls controlled chaos.
I'm recovering from a broken leg, so neighbors are good saying, you know, do you need help getting out? But no, we all scooted out. Some of us have gotten back in just to pick up things and checking on neighbors.
Christine Hammond also left in a hurry. It was the first time that fire forced her out of the home where she's lived for 31 years. She says she's been grabbing priceless items.
It was really scary. It was. Because you just don't know what to take. You're like shocked. I took baby pictures of my son because I know I can't replace those. That's what was most important to me. You don't know what to take because you can't think straight.
The Coronado Point neighborhood remains under evacuation orders. The Orange County Fire Authority will update the fire acreage and containment later this evening. Here's more on the coastal fire. Southern California Edison, as required, has told the California Public Utilities Commission that unspecified electrical circuit activity happened at about the time the fire broke out yesterday. Edison says an investigation is underway. Last year, the PUC approved a settlement with Edison of more than $500 million in fines and penalties for the role its equipment played in five wildfires from 2017 and 2018. Tuesday night, we aired the conversation that KPCC's Austin Cross had with the LA City Council's Joe Buscaino about his campaign to be the next mayor of Los Angeles. Well, today, Buscaino folded his campaign. He also threw his support behind billionaire developer Rick Caruso. With more on Buscaino's withdrawal from the race for mayor, here's KPCC Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz.
He had staked out a position of more police, clearing more homeless people from the streets, building temporary shelters to house them. But his approach was a law enforcement heavy approach to homelessness. Then Caruso entered it, the race, and he has staked out that very position. So it made it hard for Buscaino, who is not a billionaire like Rick Caruso.
KPCC's Frank Stoltz. Mail-in ballots have already been sent to L.A. voters. And Buscaino was still listed as a candidate, even though he's now dropped out. There are still 11 candidates in the race for L.A. mayor. And to help you choose one, you can check out our voter game plan at las.com/voter game plan. And by the way, tonight at 7 on KPCC, Austin Cross will talk with another candidate for L.A. mayor, L.A. City Attorney Mike Feuer. When the pandemic shutdowns began back in 2020, the nonprofit arm of short-term home rental giant Airbnb put up more than $1 million to house first responders. Well, now, 2 years later, there is some interest in mining that kind of corporate help to find housing or shelter for the estimated 66,000 Angelenos who have no home but the street every night. Our story from KPCC Unhoused Communities reporter Ethan Ward.
Kelly McElhaney, a professor at UC Berkeley and expert on corporate social responsibility, says she's grateful for corporations that supported efforts to house people fleeing Ukraine or house first responders. They're needed, but corporations should be looking in its own backyard to address one of the biggest issues, homelessness.
It's looking around at the problems that exist in the community and then looking inward as the company to say, what are our core competencies? What can we help solve? So it's a square on fit. Like, Airbnb houses people, period.
Airbnb also supported two local measures to generate homeless housing and homeless services funding. But Daniel Heimpel, executive editor of The Giving List, wrote about how the role of charity needs to expand. He says foundations should start viewing the homelessness crisis as an investment opportunity for their assets, creating more housing.
You have in the county of Los Angeles about $100 billion sitting in charitable foundation endowments. These foundations were created for the public good, but the majority of that wealth is spent on the private market.
Private markets, meaning stocks and other private investments. Heimpel says the real enemy is a financial and real estate system that has made housing impossible for too many. In order to see real change, the private sector will have to change, too. Covering unhoused communities, I'm Ethan Ward.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.